At 6:06, it is overcast, rain, 36 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of only 38. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We are teetering on a real mess this morning. Right now, we are above freezing. However, a steady rain is falling over much of eastern Oklahoma. Just a few degrees drop in the temperature, and we could find ourselves on a slippery slope. The National Weather Service advises that north of Tulsa, where it's already cooler, there could be some light accumulation of ice or snow this morning. Use caution if you are out driving this morning. Now, the freezing rain line, according to the Weather Service radar this morning, stretches from Fairfax over to Pawhuska to Bartlesville, over to Nowata, then down to near Chelsea, back to Vinita, and then to the Miami area. Everything north of that getting freezing rain or snow this morning. Well, this is a big drinking night, and if you plan to ring in the new year with spirits, do not drive. The AAA Auto Club is again offering its Tipsy Toes service.
It's 1-800-AAA-HELP. We'll take you within a 15-mile radius. The only place we'll take you is home. And we'll take you, a guest, in your car because that's all that'll fit on our truck.
That is Daniel Carnes with the AAA here in Tulsa. He says you don't have to be a member of the AAA in order to take part. It is a free program. A long-closed connection between downtown Tulsa's core and the re-emerging Brady Arts District is scheduled to open in just a couple of weeks.
Construction's taken a year, but the Boulder Avenue Bridge is finally set to open January 15th. It's touted as a vital connection between downtown and the blossoming Brady District. Sidney Smith with Kaz's Chow House, a bar and restaurant in Brady, says the bridge will help business.
I think it'll be great for the businesses. Getting to this side of downtown, it can be pretty difficult because there's only two ways down here, and they're usually one ways. I think it'll open a lot of access.
The span will accommodate pedestrian as well as vehicle traffic with extra wide sidewalks, rails, and decorative lighting. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Well, Mingo Road is open again this morning. That was not the case for a couple of hours last night after what appeared to be grenades were found in the street between 61st and 71st. Now, the police bomb squad was called to the scene. They closed the roadway. It turns out they were just smoke bombs made to look like grenades. Well, so far, the Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma is on track to surpass last fiscal year's distribution of fresh produce. Director Eileen Bradshaw said that's good news because last year, produce distribution went up by half.
Last fiscal year, which ended, you know, this last June, we distributed over 3 million pounds, so that's a 50% increase.
She says the additions are part of a recent effort to prioritize fresh produce for recipients of the food bank supplies. Well, the Sonic Drive-In in Jinx is even more of a drive-in this morning. An elderly woman hits the gas instead of the brake. She crashes into the building yesterday afternoon. No one was seriously hurt. A Locust Grove man is dead after crashing his pickup truck a mile east of town. 24-year-old Mark Kozad was killed when his pickup left the roadway and crashed into a tree. The pickup then caught fire. He was dead at the scene. Two passengers were taken to the hospital here in Tulsa. Our weather forecast, rain with a high today of 38. There's a 20% chance of a wintry mix tonight, 28 for an overnight low. New Year's Day, cloudy with a high of 36. On Wednesday, sunny and 41. Thursday, plentiful sunshine but cooler, a high of 39. Right now in Tulsa, we have rain and 36 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.